And an older person that gets around real well still does farm work and everything. You say, well, I don't care how old he is, he's still mighty.
Super, limber, and able to go.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear Chipper or Peppy or Spry?
No. That wouldn't use.
Uh-huh. When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Common?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, now, a person is common. He goes, say, now, I went to church this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled these old clothes off and dressed up, and took a bath, dressed up, and went on to church. All right, now, if I'd wore these things, first thing they'd say, you know, he sure is coming. He come to church anyway. He's coming. Anywhere he go, he's coming. He don't fix up like others. That's coming. Mm-hmm. You know.
So you'd... They wouldn't be thinking too much of you if they said you were
but
coming.
We say common on account I didn't change clothes and, you know, and fix up.
Mm-hmm.
You call that common. Maybe you have some common ways sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You would do things in a common way that others wouldn't do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Say things, you know, like that would be common.
Mm-hmm. What if you say that a girl is very common? What does that mean?
Well, a girl, when she's common, well, now, some girls would be common. Maybe they didn't comb their hair. Maybe they didn't fix up. Maybe they didn't clean the house up. Maybe they didn't brush their teeth before they went to church or went to Sunday school or school and just go anyway and the hair all wrong. You said that's a common girl. She don't never fix up.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't you said that by girls?
Mm-hmm.
You see girls go out and
didn't
fix up and be common and be fixed any old way. Maybe they didn't put face cream on their face or hand.
Mm-hmm.
Hands all white and chapped up.
Mm-hmm.
You said she common, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a common girl.
And say if your children were out later than usual, you'd say, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
How you say that?
You say, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Feeling it.
I feel a little...
Nervous. Well, that would...
Or any other word you'd use about
well,
that?
Well, that's what I was trying to study on. Now, if you just felt a little nervous, you say, I expect I better see the doctor. I feel a little nervous.
No, I mean, say if you had some children and they had gone out somewhere, maybe they went to a football game or something, and you were expecting them back by 11, and it was about 11:30, and they still weren't back.
That's right.
You'd say, well, probably there ain't anything wrong.
Probably there ain't nothing wrong, but... They got me nervous and a little shaky, like on account they haven't come in.
Uh-huh.
I hear the man say that this morning. But he said his boy, I think he had a blackout.
Mm.
About two. So the boy brought him in, I think, about 3 o'clock this morning, come in.
Mm.
White man live way back out of East Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
That same question, that same thing.
Well, another word you might use, you'd say you wouldn't feel easy about it.
I wouldn't feel... See, I'd say I feel uneasy about him because they haven't made it in on time, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And your wife might say, well, they'll get in all right. Just don't
worry about it. Just wait a while and see.
Uh-huh. And the child might say, no, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared to go by myself.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
And you say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of.
Huh? How you say that?
Say, there was a woman that you say, well, there's nothing really wrong with her now.
That's right.
But sometimes she acts kind of...
Funny. That's kind of funny. No.
Anything else you could say?
You could say, well, now if you just want to say it another way, you say, well, she acts funny or she is seen to be kind of sluggish on talking.
Uh-huh.
You know, just don't have much to say or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
No, some people be sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
He won't have much to say, and then some will have plenty to say, you know.
Uh-huh.
So we'd say sluggish.
Did you ever say queer or quar?
Well, yeah, could say she quiet. Now, of course, quiet means